Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Noble Gold Investments Alert. Gold has surged 46% in less than a year, doubling the gains of the NASDAQ and S&P 500. But this isn't just another rally. Global reserves are shifting, exposing cracks in the monetary system. Investors are losing confidence in paper gold and demanding physical metal, creating a massive gap between gold owed and gold available. But this isn't about how institutions broke another system. It's about how you can profit from it. Right now, Noble Gold Investments has a limited supply of investment-grade gold bars and coins available. As banks scramble to fulfill their obligations, pushing gold prices higher, you can profit. Smart investors are already moving into physical gold. Noble Gold Investments makes it easy for you to do the same. And right now, you can make a qualified investment. Noble Gold will add a free 10th ounce gold coin to your order. Don't wait until it's too late. Visit x22gold.com now and turn their panic into your profit. That is x22gold.com, or just click the link in the description. There's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Hey, listeners, if you're in need of trusted medication like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, amoxicillin, look no further than ReliableRxStore.com, your reliable online pharmacy for high-quality generics. Not only can you save up to 70% compared to brand-name options, they can guarantee swift, express shipping that's discreet, ensuring your medications arrive quickly and privately at your doorstep. Ordering online requires trust, and they take that seriously. That's why they're offering privacy-focused packaging, secure payment options, and a dedicated customer support team that's with you every step of the way. They're committed to making sure your experience is seamless, safe, and private. And here's a special offer for everyone that's listening. If you use promo code X22 to get 10% off your order, plus spend over $299, they'll throw in free shipping, making it easier than ever to get the medications you need. If you can't find the medication you're looking for on the website, no worries. Just send them an email and they'll arrange it for you. Visit ReliableRxStore.com and order with confidence. They're here to provide you with affordable, high-quality healthcare delivered fast and discreetly. That is ReliableRxStore.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Economic immortality. If you want a comfortable and secure retirement, Bitcoin is for you. Michael Saylor, a prominent advocate of Bitcoin, predicted Bitcoin could reach 10 million per coin, with only 19.72 million of circulating supply and 21 million of total supply. Bitcoin is near exhaustion, but demand is just starting. 10 million per coin is in play. And you know what's the best part? If you invest with MyDigitalMoney.com through a crypto Roth IRA, you won't have to pay capital gain tax. Imagine buying at $60,000, selling at $1 million and zero tax. And that's what MyDigitalMoney can do for you. Most importantly, they have a battle-tested, multi-layered security. MyDigitalMoney provides military-grade security for all crypto assets through a partnership with a global leader in IRA equity trust. Your coin is safe with MyDigitalMoney.com. So if you want to safely invest, invest with MyDigitalMoney.com. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3603, and today's date is March 23rd, 2025, and the title of the episode is Obama Planned the Judicial Coup. Counterinsurgency will stop it in its tracks. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private Western Central Bank, the World Economic Forum. You could see why the central bank and the deep state players are panicking right now, because Elon is uncovering where all this money has been going. And when you look at the Fed and you look at what's been happening around the world and in this country, everything goes right back to the Fed. And the Fed has created everything that we have been witnessing today. And once we remove the Fed, which I do believe it is coming, we're going to see things change like we've never seen before. And yes, Trump, he is now battling, or he would like to say, liberating us from the private Western central bank system, liberating us from the deep state system that has enslaved us for many, many, many years. And you can see by placing tariffs, by selling the gold card, by selling energy, he's replacing the income that the central bankers, the deep state players, have been taking from us, and he's replacing it with income from outside of this country. So the people are no longer enslaved. And you can see that as Trump places his tariffs on certain countries, these countries are going to have a major, major problem. And what the world is going to witness is that these countries, they all depended on the United States. They depended on the tariffs. They depended on the people's money. And we, the people, had to pay this money over this entire time. And we keep paying. That is what he's showing the American people. And if you look at Canada, we just mentioned this yesterday when Carney said, hey, listen, I'm not going to respond to Trump. I'm just going to stay quiet. And we're going to show him because we're making different trade deals via the EU. But remember, the EU, who do they rely on? They rely on the United States. Why do you think Audi's going, you know what? We better move our factory to the U.S. You're going to see a lot more car manufacturers say the same exact thing. And other manufacturers say the same thing. But when you look at Canada, it looks like their entire economic system is already collapsing. And Trump hasn't even implemented the full tariffs. It's going to be a complete and utter disaster. And the people, they're going to be rising up against Mark Carney. And they're going to force him to do things that the central bankers do not want to do. The Gobisi letter on X put this out and said, what is happening in Canada? Canada's small business confidence index has collapsed nearly 60% in a matter of months. In fact, even the lows of the 2008 financial crisis saw a sentiment 10 points higher than it is now. Is Canada entering a recession? Well, what do you think is happening? And if you look at the small business confidence, it is now falling faster than it did during the March 2020 lockdowns. Heading into 2025, we had seen small business confidence decline slightly. However, since the trade war began with the U.S., sentiment has fallen to 25. This is the lowest on record. We are now officially seeing new all-time lows in Canada consumer confidence. While the U.S. has also seen similar trend, confidence in the U.S. is more than three times as high as it was in 2008. Confidence is approximately 15 points below 2008 lows. This sentiment shift has had major political implications in Canada. And we could see that Mark Carney, he is now trapped in all of this. What do you think is going to happen when Canada is hit with the rest of the tariffs and Canada starts to fall apart? You're going to see the deep state players, the central bankers, they're going to be panicked because the people are going to say, what is going on here? You told us that everything was going to be fine. And now we see everything falling apart. What's going on here? Are we really dependent on the U.S.? Because it's starting to seem like we are. Without the U.S., our economy completely and utterly implodes. That's what people are going to notice. And you know what else is very interesting? Is that the fake news, the economists, the central bankers, they've been pushing out that, hey, Trump's tariffs, that is going to cause inflation. Well, inflation is the devaluation of the currency. Tariffs do not devalue the currency because tariffs do not create more currency and put it into circulation. Only the central bank does that. They create the currency. And who puts it into circulation? Oh, that's right. It's all the corrupt individuals in DC where they push these ridiculous programs and spread the currency all over the place, which devalues the currency. And people are having a very difficult time with all of this because, again, they're not seeing what they were supposed to be seeing. Because the news, the economists, they said, you're going to see prices rise everywhere. What did Trump do to counter all of this? He lowered the fuel prices. As the fuel prices continually lower, what happens? People have more money in their pocket. The transport of these items to the store is cheaper. To fly it around the country is cheaper. To produce it is cheaper. To package it is cheaper. So what are people going to see? They're not going to see the higher inflated prices like the deep state, the fake news has been telling everyone. And this is why people, when they go to Costco, they can't understand what's happening. This is what's out on Reddit. Costco is quietly slashing prices. This feels wrong. I go to Costco every week. It's probably the only thing I do consistently. I've been doing it for years. I know the prices move lately. Everything's discounted. I'm not taking promo tags or little manufacturer markdowns. I mean, whole shelves of items drop 20 to 40% across categories. Not seasonal either. This isn't normal. Prices are supposed to be going up with tariffs, inflation, shipping costs, whatever. Instead, they're dumping inventory aggressively. Either demand is collapsing or something upstream is forcing their hand. It just doesn't make any sense. It feels off. So that's interesting. Amuse responded and said, Democrats are angry and confused that prices are coming down. The Democratic narrative being pushed by their willing accomplices in the drive-by media claim inflation is up, but reality, once again, is proving them to be liars. And you could see the same thing's happening with like egg prices, where they're trying to say, yeah, the statistical numbers say the prices are down, but in reality, they're not. And then people go, no, I went to the supermarket. They are down. So they are confused. They don't know what's going on. And what's going to happen is people are not going to see the inflation that they thought they were going to see. Plus, when you add in what Elon is doing, where he's cutting the spending, and again, that means the currency isn't being put out into the economy. So if more currency is not being put out into the economy, that slows the rate of inflation because it doesn't devalue the currency. And this is going to confuse a lot of people, and the people are going to be looking at the fake news going, why aren't we seeing what you told us we were going to see? Now, in certain places, they might see a little bit, but that's going to be countered very, very quickly, especially when fuel prices keep coming down and down and down. They're not even going to notice anything. Actually, why do you think people didn't notice anything during Trump's time in office from 2016 to 2020? We have tariffs. Remember, the fake news says, oh, prices are going to go crazy. You're going to... It's going to be $2,000 for an iPhone. You know when prices went up? During Biden's time. But you could see the Trump administration, they are really doing well to bring in income to this country. And remember when Trump said that, oh, we're going to be offering a $5 million gold card? Well, it looks like Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick confirms that he sold 1,000 immigration gold cards in one day this week. That means we brought in, as a country, $5 billion from the outside, not from we the people, $5 billion was brought in to help pay off the national debt. There are 37 million people in the world who are capable of buying the card. The president thinks we can sell a million. Can you imagine that? Selling a million of these, let's say it's even half. I mean, that's absolutely, let's say it's a quarter. That's absolutely incredible. So think about it. We're going to sell the oil, selling natural gas. We're placing tariffs on countries. We got the gold card. And soon we're going to be probably selling AI technology and other things. We're going to be exporting that. And we're going to see income come into this country like we've never seen before. And what's very interesting is that out in Australia, since Doge has cut a lot of things and they also defunded the Australian universities, well, Australia, they had an emergency meeting. But the question is, why are we funding Australian universities? Elon responded to all this and says, no wonder our national debt is so high. We're sending money to everyone on Earth. And he's absolutely right. This is what we said just the other day. We are propping up every single country. And who gets left with the bill? We, the people. That is coming to an end. But why is this? Well, it all goes back to the Federal Reserve. And we have to remember, the Federal Reserve is a private corporation. It operates in great secrecy. And it acts as if it's not accountable to the American people. So the Federal Reserve is the central pillar of our debt-based financial system. The way our system is designed, normally no money comes into existence without more debt being created. But this creates a huge problem because when a dollar is created, the interest that will be owed on the new borrowed dollar is not also created at the same time. So what do they have to do? Well, to pay back that interest, they have to borrow more currency. You can never win this game. The Federal Reserve and the bankers have a monopoly on the creation of this debt-based money. In the United States today, the only people that can create money are the bankers. You cannot. If you do, you go to jail. Even the U.S. government is not permitted to create money. Even though the U.S. Constitution specifically gives Congress the power to create money, the U.S. Congress has relinquished that power to the Federal Reserve. This gives the Federal Reserve an enormous amount of power. The Federal Reserve itself is not a profit-making institution. Rather, it is a tool that enables others to make obscene amounts of money. There are many that think the Federal Reserve as an evil profit-making machine, but the truth is that the Fed itself wasn't designed to make money. Rather, the system was set up so that the others could make an obscene amount of money from all the debt that the system creates. The Federal Reserve System is designed to cause inflation. It's built in. U.S. government debt expands at an exponential pace. It inevitably causes inflation. Most Americans believe that inflation is a fact of life, but the truth is that the United States has only had a major ongoing problem with inflation since the Federal Reserve was created back in 1913. The U.S. dollar has lost about 99% of its value since the Federal Reserve was created. That's the only way that inflation is created. The creation of currency and the spending of that currency. Everything else that you hear, oh, it's tariffs. Oh, it's gouging. No, it's all BS. That's how they cover what they're doing. That's their cover story. The worst debt problems caused by the Federal Reserve become the more money the IRS needs to collect from the rest of us. If the U.S. government could issue debt-free money, it is conceivable that we would not even need the IRS. And we wouldn't. That's why Trump is now implementing the External Revenue Service. The Federal Reserve creates artificial financial bubbles. When you look back over time, over the last several decades, you'll find financial bubble after financial bubble. So who created all those bubbles? It was the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve is anti-free market. In a true free market system, the marketplace would determine the interest rates. In a true free market system, the marketplace would determine which financial institutions survive. In a true free market system, artificial financial bubbles would be far less likely, but we don't have a true free market system. Even though the Federal Reserve has such extraordinary power over the financial system, the American people are not permitted to examine their books. The Federal Reserve claims that it is regularly audited, but when some members of Congress attempted to push through a true comprehensive audit of the Federal Reserves, they threw a fit and they rejected it. The truth is that the Federal Reserve has never undergone a true comprehensive audit since it was created back in 1913. Whenever the subject of an audit comes up, the Fed keeps repeating the mantra of how important the independence of the Federal Reserve is. Ron Paul, he made a proposal back when he was in Congress to audit the Federal Reserve, and basically Congress wouldn't pass it. Instead, a very limited examination of Fed transactions did occur during the global financial crisis. So what did they find in this limited examination? Well, the Federal Reserve was forced to reveal the details of 21,000 transactions stretching back from December 2007 to July 2010. It turns out that the Federal Reserve was just handing out gigantic piles of nearly interest-free cash to their friends at the largest banks, financial institutions, and corporations all over the globe. And who had to pay that back? Think about it. They were just handing it out, interest-free. Did they actually have to pay it back, or was that added to the people's debt? I think a lot of this debt, the people are not responsible for. I think Trump, when he said it, listen, all this debt, I don't know if the people actually have to pay this back. I think in the end, what we're going to find out is that the people do not have to pay it back. And I do believe in the end, with everything that's coming out right now, the clock is ticking down and the Federal Reserve is going to be completely and utterly restructured once Trump has the parallel system up and running. And it looks like we're getting closer and closer to that. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Noble Gold Investments alert. Gold has surged 46% in less than a year, doubling the gains of the NASDAQ and S&P 500. But this isn't just another rally. Global reserves are shifting, exposing cracks in the monetary system. Investors are losing confidence in paper gold and demanding physical metal, creating a massive gap between gold owed and gold available. But this isn't about how institutions broke another system. It's about how you can profit from it. Right now, Noble Gold Investments has a limited supply of investment-grade gold bars and coins available. As banks scramble to fulfill their obligations, pushing gold prices higher, you can profit. Smart investors are already moving into physical gold. Noble Gold Investments makes it easy for you to do the same. And right now, you can make a qualified investment. Noble Gold will add a free 10th ounce gold coin to your order. Don't wait until it's too late. Visit x22gold.com now and turn their panic into your profit. That is x22gold.com, or just click the link in the description. There's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Hey, listeners, if you're in need of trusted medication like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, amoxicillin, look no further than ReliableRxStore.com, your reliable online pharmacy for high-quality generics. Not only can you save up to 70% compared to brand-name options, they can guarantee swift, express shipping that's discreet, ensuring your medications arrive quickly and privately at your doorstep. Ordering online requires trust, and they take that seriously. That's why they're offering privacy-focused packaging, secure payment options, and a dedicated customer support team that's with you every step of the way. They're committed to making sure your experience is seamless, safe, and private. And here's a special offer for everyone that's listening. If you use promo code X22 to get 10% off your order, plus spend over $299, they'll throw in free shipping, making it easier than ever to get the medications you need. If you can't find the medication you're looking for on the website, no worries. Just send them an email and they'll arrange it for you. Visit ReliableRxStore.com and order with confidence. They're here to provide you with affordable, high-quality healthcare delivered fast and discreetly. That is ReliableRxStore.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth, economic immortality. If you want a comfortable and secure retirement, Bitcoin is for you. Michael Saylor, a prominent advocate of Bitcoin, predicted Bitcoin could reach 10 million per coin, with only 19.72 million of circulating supply and 21 million of total supply. Bitcoin is near exhaustion, but demand is just starting. 10 million per coin is in play. And you know what's the best part? If you invest with MyDigitalMoney.com through a crypto Roth IRA, you won't have to pay capital gain tax. Imagine buying at 60,000, selling at 1 million and zero tax. And that's what MyDigitalMoney can do for you. Most importantly, they have a battle-tested, multi-layered security. MyDigitalMoney provides military-grade security for all crypto assets through a partnership with a global leader in IRA equity trust. Your coin is safe with MyDigitalMoney.com. So if you want to safely invest, invest with MyDigitalMoney.com. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech fake news, the puppet masters, you can see they are now pushing their insurgency. And their insurgency consists of, yes, the domestic terrorists on the ground where they're burning up Teslas. I do believe they're going to expand this. We're also seeing the other part of it, which is the judicial coup. And it looks like, if we go back a little bit in time, Obama actually let everyone know that this was the approach they were going to take. And it looks like this is part of Obama's plan. I don't mean his alone. There's many, many other people. But when we start to look at everything, it looks like all roads are going to lead to Obama, then up to Soros and many, many others. And you have to remember, I do believe all of this is playing out this way is because Trump and the Patriots, they wanted the people to understand that our country was infiltrated a long time ago. And it wasn't just one group. There's multiple groups that have infiltrated this country. And we could see there's many, many unelected people that are working with the infiltration of this country. And this is why I do believe Trump has set the course by releasing JFK files, then going to be releasing RFK, then MLK, because I do believe he's building the narrative of, look, I want to show you from the very, very beginning, this is what JFK was trying to stop, the infiltration of this country, the control of this country by other groups, other societies, other countries. And I do believe as we move forward and you witness what's happening on the present day and you start to see the story that is being created going back in time, I think people are going to start to put it together and start to realize that our country has been taken over. And it's not just about who murdered JFK or who murdered RFK, MLK. What this is really going to show the people is that our entire system was taken over and they created this propaganda mechanism and they pushed their entire agenda to bring us, we the people, to bring us to a place that we never wanted to go. And it looks like, yes, they wanted world domination. And this was their objective. And this goes along with the Federal Reserve. This goes along with the central bankers. This goes along with all those individuals who are unelected. This goes along with everything that we're seeing today. So I do believe what Trump is doing right now, he's connecting what's happening today, what happened to him, and what happened in the past. He wants to bring this all together, and he wants to tell the story of how this deep state system was born and it never went away. It actually just grew and grew and grew and got larger and larger and larger. And it actually took on all different faces, because as it grew, more and more individuals were brought into it and they pushed their agenda. So I do believe in the end, we're going to find out and people are going to learn that this system is still here and the system is working against us. And I do believe a lot of it for the present day is going to go back to Obama. Yes, we can go all the way back in time and you could talk about all the people in different countries that created this problem. But in today's world, it looks like it's Obama, it's Soros. And remember, they hand it off. The next group takes it. They bring it to where they want it to go and they keep pushing forward. And I do believe this is why Trump needed the counterinsurgency. And the counterinsurgency is we the people and the military and the president. And he needed this to stop this in its tracks because he needed the people to see. And once the people are awake, and remember, we took 4 years of waking up the majority of the people. Is it 100%? No, of course not. Are we going to add more people to it? Of course we will. And these people who are awake, who are thinking logically, now they can understand what has been happening to the country. And this is going to allow the people to take back the country that was stolen from us. And we're not just going to take it back. We're going to keep it now because we're going to remove the deep state players. And I do believe that is where all this is going. And this is why Trump is slowly but surely removing all the security clearances from these individuals. And those individuals that are left, because remember, he hasn't removed it from everyone. If you notice, he's doing a little bit at a time. And each time he does it, there's pain. And also, it now focuses on a very few number of people where you can see who's been releasing or leaking the information or getting the information. You don't have an enormous amount of people where they say, oh, it wasn't me. If you leave it up to, what, 2-3 people, you can actually see who's been doing it. And it becomes very, very clear on how this was being done. And I do believe this is why Trump most likely is doing this. We're going to be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about Lara Loomer and what she has discovered. She said Hunter Biden is still receiving U.S. taxpayer-funded protection while on vacation in Cape Town, South Africa, despite President Trump's order to end Hunter Biden's security detail. The U.S. Embassy vehicles paid for by U.S. taxpayers under the U.S. State Department that I captured photos of in South Africa while they were being used to transport Hunter Biden and his wife are still front of Hunter's villa in Cape Town, where security guards from the U.S. Embassy are standing guard, protecting Hunter Biden. A week ago, I exposed how the Secret Service was providing a U.S. taxpayer-funded 18-agent, total 6-agent on backup and 12-agent per day Secret Service to Hunter Biden. She ran the license plates for the vehicles, and they are both registered to the U.S. Embassy in South Africa. So one of the vehicles is a Ford SUV, and the other is a Volvo SUV. I can confirm that even as of an hour ago, the two vehicles are still being used by Hunter Biden. So I think DOGE needs to look into this and they need to understand what is happening here and they need to shut this down. And it looks like Elon is responding to this and saying, wow. And I do believe that they'll look into this and they will shut it down just like everything else. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is, remember, the fake news is out there saying, oh, everything that Tom Homan is doing, it's not good. They're deporting people that aren't really criminals. Well, anyone that comes into this country illegally is automatically a criminal. And they committed one crime. Are we waiting for them to commit other crimes? I mean, that is ridiculous. So again, Tom Homan keeps reminding these reporters that once you come into this country illegally and you weren't vetted and you didn't go to the port of entry, you're here illegally, you broke the law. And we are continually seeing all these individuals who are in this country. We could see that they are committing other crimes. Bill Malugin put this out and said, DHS confirms that the suspect charged with murdering a Georgia mother and dumping her body in the woods last week is a Honduran illegal alien who was caught and released at the border by the Biden administration on 3/17/2021, and he's had a deportation order since July 2023. Stephen Miller responds to this and says the Biden border policy was pure evil, and it actually was. And this is what people are seeing. The people now see that these individuals that were brought into this country illegally, they are criminals, terrorists, you name it. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that CNN and other fake news outlets, they're going around saying that Trump said he didn't sign the proclamation invoking the Alien Enemies Act. Now, once again, that's their headline. But in reality, what was he really talking about? He was talking about the actual Alien Enemies Act of 1798. He did not sign that act. John Adams, President John Adams, signed that act. What did Trump do? Well, he released a proclamation. So he's not going to sign the Aliens Enemies Act. He's going to create a proclamation that says we're going to use this to get rid of the TDA gang. And that's exactly what he did. He created a proclamation on March 15th, and it says invocation of the Alien Enemies Act regarding the invasion of the United States by Trendyagua. So did he actually sign the Aliens Enemy Act? No. President Adams did. He just initiated it. And CNN put this out with the headline, but it's completely wrong. And if you read down the article, they said, well, the White House said he was talking about, you know, who actually signed the Aliens Enemy Act. So they're trying to make it seem like he doesn't know what he's doing, but he knows exactly what he's doing, and he's playing with the fake news media. And once again, we could see the truth right now. And anybody can go to thewhitehouse.gov and you can find the invocation of the Alien Enemies Act regarding the invasion of the United States by TDA. It's very, very easy to find. And this is what he put out. And of course, he didn't sign the original one in 1798. He wasn't alive. So the whole thing is a bunch of BS. Now, the other thing that we've been talking about for quite a while is that I do believe Bondi and Kash Patel and others like Kristi Noem and Tulsi Gabbard, they are very, very busy cleaning out the deep state players within all these agencies. And remember, there's 50, 60, 70, 100,000 people in these agencies. And actually, Kash, he actually confirms this. Fox News put this out and said, FBI Director Kash Patel says the Bureau is vigorously and removing employees who abuse or corrupt or violate their oath of office. And yes, how do you know if someone is doing this? You need to go through all these people, some people in different agencies like Kristi Noem and I do believe Tulsi Gabbard. They are now giving individuals lie detectors. I think Pentagon is also beginning to do this because, again, how do you clean out a corrupt system? Do you really want to start releasing information where these individuals have the ability to actually hide it, change it, or maybe destroy it in a way that you can't put it out there? Because you know that's what they would end up doing. So I do believe at this point in time, they are now cleaning the House, and I don't mean the House of Representatives, cleaning the House, which means the government. And once the House is clean, then we have the ability to actually produce the documentation without worry that there are sleepers within every single one of these agencies. And I do believe this is why Trump started with JFK, because again, most of these individuals, nobody was really alive, nobody cares. They were able to produce this with no problem. The Epstein files, that's a little different. The Russian collusion files, the spying, that's a little different because all those people were involved in it. So I do believe Trump figured, you know what? Let's slowly but surely tell the story and it will lead up to them. And by that time, the entire thing will be cleaned out. They'll have secured everything. They'll have the documents, review everything. And then at the right moment, at the right time, they will produce these documents. And I do believe we're going to see this happen. And along the way, what are we going to see? The people are going to see the insurgency. And it's going to get worse and worse and worse as time goes on. Because remember, this is not their only tactic. And the people of this country who are thinking logically, who are awake, and those people that are just waking up from all of this, they're starting to realize what is going on here. Why are these judges? Yeah, I can understand one or two, but now every time there's another one and another one and another one coming out trying to run the executive branch, something doesn't make sense. And every day that passes, this is what people are going to see. I mean, look at Judge Ellen Hollander. She ordered all SSA employees, Social Security Administration, that were engaged in Trump's order to improve government efficiency to cease work. So she stopped everyone from improving government efficiency. Remember, Trump ordered these people to improve government efficiency. She stopped it. So when the acting SSA commissioner informed the judge that her order would effectively shut down the agency, she was forced to clarify that the SSA employees should continue their ordinary work, but not engage in any efforts to track down waste, fraud, or abuse. Amuse responded to this and said, Obama judge who ordered the Social Security Administration to effectively shut down was forced to clarify that normal operations should continue, but the SSA employees should not identify any type of waste, abuse, or fraud. Judicial coups are complicated, aren't they? Very, very interesting. David Sachs says, one of the swamp's favorite debating tricks is to pretend that the only way to meaningfully reduce the deficit is to cut Social Security. No. Actually, you can go line by line through the budget and cut the waste, fraud, and abuse. It all adds up. And that is absolutely true. And once again, they like to use these talking points. Oh, Medicare is under threat. Medicaid is under threat. Social Security. But none of these things are being touched. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Noble Gold Investments alert. Gold has surged 46% in less than a year, doubling the gains of the NASDAQ and S&P 500. But this isn't just another rally. Global reserves are shifting, exposing cracks in the monetary system. Investors are losing confidence in paper gold and demanding physical metal, creating a massive gap between gold owed and gold available. But this isn't about how institutions broke another system. It's about how you can profit from it. Right now, Noble Gold Investments has a limited supply of investment grade gold bars and coins available. As banks scramble to fulfill their obligations, pushing gold prices higher, you can profit. Smart investors are already moving into physical gold. Noble Gold Investments makes it easy for you to do the same. And right now, you can make a qualified investment. Noble Gold will add a free 10th ounce gold coin to your order. Don't wait until it's too late. Visit x22gold.com now and turn their panic into your profit. That is x22gold.com or just click the link in the description. There's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. Hey, listeners, if you're in need of trusted medication like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, amoxicillin, look no further than ReliableRxStore.com, your reliable online pharmacy for high-quality generics. Not only can you save up to 70% compared to brand-name options, they can guarantee swift express shipping that's discreet, ensuring your medications arrive quickly and privately at your doorstep. Ordering online requires trust, and they take that seriously. That's why they're offering privacy-focused packaging, secure payment options, and a dedicated customer support team that's with you every step of the way. They're committed to making sure your experience is seamless, safe, and private. And here's a special offer for everyone that's listening. If you use promo code X22 to get 10% off your order, plus spend over $299, they'll throw in free shipping, making it easier than ever to get the medications you need. If you can't find the medication you're looking for on the website, no worries. Just send them an email and they'll arrange it for you. Visit ReliableRxStore.com and order with confidence. They're here to provide you with affordable, high-quality healthcare delivered fast and discreetly. That is ReliableRxStore.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Economic immortality. If you want a comfortable and secure retirement, Bitcoin is for you. Michael Saylor, a prominent advocate of Bitcoin, predicted Bitcoin could reach 10 million per coin, with only 19.72 million of circulating supply and 21 million of total supply. Bitcoin is near exhaustion, but demand is just starting. 10 million per coin is in play. And you know what's the best part? If you invest with MyDigitalMoney.com through a crypto Roth IRA, you won't have to pay capital gain tax. Imagine buying at $60,000, selling at $1 million and zero tax. And that's what MyDigitalMoney can do for you. Most importantly, they have a battle-tested, multi-layered security. MyDigitalMoney provides military-grade security for all crypto assets through a partnership with a global leader in IRA equity trust. Your coin is safe with MyDigitalMoney.com. So if you want to safely invest, invest with MyDigitalMoney.com. Doesn't everyone want the waste and the fraud and have the agency more efficient? I mean, that's the goal of it. But again, you can see what they're trying to do. And in the end, this is all going to backfire on them. And every day that passes, you're finding out more and more information of what USAID was actually used for. Mike Benz was on Joe Rogan, and he shared how Barack Obama was using money to USAID to pretend to send aid overseas. In actuality, Obama was laundering the taxpayer dollars and using it to train rent-a-mobs instead. So he says this was a scandal during the Obama USAID era. We are running a number of rogue USAID operations in Cuba at the time. I'm simply showing the American people where your tax dollars are going and how these things are structured in order to systematically fool you and to fool Congress and to fool the White House. USAID pumped $1.2 billion in and we sponsored these activist groups and these civil society organizations to learn how to use Facebook, learn how to use Twitter, learn how to use hashtags, learn how to coordinate street protests so that everyone knows where to go, what street to show up on, what kind of slogans to know to use in order to create the pro-democracy predicate for it. So let's see, if they did that in other countries, what do you think they did here? They're doing the same thing. It's the same playbook. It's rent-a-mobs. They're teaching them and they're paying them online, all these influencers that come out and guard against the D's and the deep state players. They're all paid for. And they are instructed where to go, what time to be there. It is all coordinated, even though they tell you it is not coordinated. And all that aid that was going to Africa, it was all a lie. It wasn't to help people. Wall Street Apes put this out and said, it was all a lie. The real reason USAID was in Africa, former African Union ambassador to the United States, says they're using that open access, sounding humanitarian, to constantly destabilize governments. We need to understand the real reason why USAID is in Africa, and not just USAID, but other NGOs. They're coming in claiming that they're introducing grassroots initiatives that are going to help the people. And so they use that as a way to go into the most remote parts of Africa. When you look at it on paper, it looks really good. But they're actually a wolf in sheep's clothing. The American taxpayer needs to know the billions of dollars that are being given to USAID. A fraction is making it to the people. They're using that open access sounding humanitarian to constantly destabilize governments. And I can tell you right now, the majority of African leaders, and not just African leaders, but leaders in the developing world, are celebrating the exit of USAID. If you think about it, their sole purpose, for example, filling in gaps in healthcare and education, where's the change? Show me one country that USAID was in and education improved. Show me what country where USAID was in and healthcare improved. They laundered our money. And that is absolutely true. And then Trump, he retruthed Elon's post on X and says, very few people know that there is a major political party in South Africa that is actively promoting white genocide. The video below was just yesterday, a whole arena chanting about killing white people. A month ago, the South African government passed a law legalizing taking property from white people at will with no payment. Where is the outrage? Why is there no coverage by the legacy media? Starlink can't get a license to operate in South Africa simply because I'm not black. How is that right? And he's absolutely true. But you can see, this is what the deep state does. They fund these different groups, and you can see what they do. They're not here to help people. The money was never going to help people. All of these stories, like we said, going back in time, these are all cover stories to launder the money to push their entire agenda. And I think it's becoming clearer and clearer every single day that we, the people, continually pay for all of this. I mean, just look at Australia. The Prime Minister of Australia has been urged to call an emergency meeting after the Trump administration cut grants to seven Australian universities. Brian Cate says, what the hell were we doing funding seven Australian universities? If U.S. tax dollars are supporting seven universities in Australia, what else are we supporting there that we don't advertise about? Why are we supporting that? Can you imagine if Elon said, listen, we just figured it out. All the money that's being sent around the globe, all these programs, here's the bill for it. Because this is how much each and every person owes. So we can either pay up and you can support these things where it's really not going to any of these actual real programs, or we can remove it. I think most people are going to say, let's remove it. I don't want to pay that bill. But again, when it's hidden in the system, and they said, oh, it's just adding up in the debt, it doesn't really make a real big difference. It's okay, but we just have to raise your taxes to cover the interest payments on that. Is that okay with you? That's why interest rates had to continually move up, or tax rates had to continually move up. Because again, as the currency loses value and you keep putting on more debt, what do you think you have to do? You have to keep taxing the people over and over and over. Didn't we see this during the King and Queen time period? Actually, back then they had central banks too, by the way. And they had to say, oh, what? We can't pay for this war? Tax the people again. Oh, wait, we can't pay for that? Tax the people again. Again, that's exactly what they're doing here. It's the same exact thing. And this is why Trump and the Patriots, this is why they're moving so quickly, because they're trying to keep the deep state players off guard. And they're moving so quickly where they're going to have to bring out judge after judge after judge after judge to try to stop them. And this is exactly what Trump and the Patriots actually want, because then it shows you what the deep state's true motivation really is. And it keeps them off guard. It makes it very, very difficult for them to say, oh, no, this is just a one-off thing. Because as they keep moving quickly and moving really fast, and they keep doing one thing after another, you're going to see judge after judge after judge after judge come out. And this doesn't make sense. It doesn't look right. And they're going to have to start explaining why they're stopping every single thing that they're doing. Wall Street Apes put this out and said, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says the quiet part out loud. The resistance to Elon Musk Doge in D.C. is because lobbyists want our tax money to keep flowing into their pockets. I'm completely aligned with what Elon's doing. Scott Bessent says, if you don't move as quickly as Elon is moving, the lobbyists will stop Doge. Everyone says, do you have to do it so fast? Like I said, I've only been in this business for 7 weeks. I've only been in D.C. for 8 weeks. The thing I can tell you is, if you don't move fast, the vested interest will weigh you down. Everybody's got lobbyists. I mean, think about it. Within a 10-mile radius of here, 25% of the GDP of the U.S. pulsates through here every single day. And everybody wants to just skim a little. I said to Elon, people are mad at you because you're moving their cheese. It's not their cheese. It's the American people's cheese, 100%. Every dollar spent goes into somebody's pocket, and that person's going to fight tooth and nail to get that dollar to keep flowing into their pockets. There is no winning in Elon's role. Every single time he takes action, there are people that are going to come after him. And that's absolutely true. And who are the people coming after him? Yes, you have the foot soldiers, but they're pushing the insurgency very, very hard, because Trump, he wants the people to see the actual insurgency. Now, if Elon was moving very, very slow and saying, okay, we just cut this one program, you'd see one judge, maybe 4 or 5 months later go by, there might be another judge, you wouldn't really see it. But since everything's moving so quickly, you're seeing judge after judge after judge after judge. Pretty soon, we're going to have, what, 40, 50 judges or maybe even more running the entire executive branch. How does that look? Think about that for a second. Think about what Trump is showing the people, and all those people that are hardworking who want all this shut down. They want the audits to happen because they want to see where the money is going. Well, this is going to make them to start to think logically, and they're going to move to Trump's side, just like it happened during open borders, during the time of Biden, him destroying the economy, starting war out in Ukraine and out in the Middle East. It's the same exact tactic that Trump is using. He's making sure the enemy does exactly what they always do, and he's not going to interfere. Let them do it. Now, what's very interesting is that out in Paterson, New Jersey, they want to declare itself the capital of Palestine. Now, that's very interesting. Chicago One Ray says, I'm calling on Trump to sign an executive order immediately freezing all federal funds for Paterson, New Jersey. So, again, why would we pay to Paterson to be the capital of Palestine? This is absolutely ridiculous. All federal funding should be shut down. And there are police officers walking around with the Palestinian flag on their uniform. No, they're American. If you want to be a Palestinian cop, go over to Palestine. But if you're here, you're an American police officer. This is absolutely ridiculous. And they should be declaring themselves the capital. If they want, let them fund it themselves. All funding should be stopped, shut down. We'll see how long that lasts. I mean, look at the governor out in Maine. Look at the universities out there. Didn't last that long, did it? Now, the other thing that's really interesting is that the deep state players, the propaganda networks, they're all trying to say, hey, don't come to America, because if you insult Trump, he's going to deport you. You have Europeans and Canadians. They're all over Twitter claiming they're changing their travel plans because it's supposedly not safe to visit the U.S. But the truth is, nothing has changed when it comes to safety. As long as they enter the country legally and don't violate the terms of their visas or residency permits, they'll just be fine. The other groundless narrative the media are pushing is that visitors to the U.S. are being detained at the border simply for criticizing Trump. The claim is that anti-Trump messaging was found on people's phones. If you enter the U.S. legally, through a proper border crossing with valid documents, authorities do not look through your phone. And of course, it's perfectly legal to insult Trump. It turns out that the individuals making these claims had all broken the law. That's why their phones were searched. And they were ultimately barred from entry, either for violating secrecy laws or for supporting Hamas terrorism. One of the most widely cited cases happening in February of 2024, when a French nuclear physicist was denied entry to the United States at Houston's George Bush International Airport. Media outlets in Europe immediately jumped on the story, claiming he was turned away for having text messages on his phone that criticized Trump. That narrative was quickly amplified to suggest that dissenting political opinions are grounds for detention at the U.S. border. But the actual facts tell a different story, of course. According to U.S. authorities, the man was carrying confidential research materials tied to Los Alamos National Laboratory in apparent violation of non-disclosure agreement. That's a legal issue, not a free speech issue. While U.S. Customs and Border Protection does have the legal authority to search phones at the border under what's known as the border search exemption, they don't do it at random. So in this case, the phone was searched because of a potential breach of national security, not because of someone insulting the president. A second case emerged in March 2025 involving Badar Khan Suri, an Indian national and postdoctoral fellow at Georgetown University. Suri was arrested by DHS agents at his home in Virginia and detained by ICE. And you might have seen his wife. She went out to TV saying, "Oh my God, it was so scary that they came and they picked him up." Well, he was detained by ICE after the Trump administration alleged he was spreading Hamas propaganda and promoting anti-Semitism and on social media. According to the Department of Homeland Security, he had close ties to a senior advisor to Hamas. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Noble Gold Investments alert. Gold has surged 46% in less than a year, doubling the gains of the NASDAQ and S&P 500. But this isn't just another rally. Global reserves are shifting, exposing cracks in the monetary system. Investors are losing confidence in paper gold and demanding physical metal, creating a massive gap between gold owed and gold available. But this isn't about how institutions broke another system. It's about how you can profit from it. Right now, Noble Gold Investments has a limited supply of investment-grade gold bars and coins available. As banks scramble to fulfill their obligations, pushing gold prices higher, you can profit. Smart investors are already moving into physical gold. Noble Gold Investments makes it easy for you to do the same. And right now, you can make a qualified investment. Noble Gold will add a free 10th ounce gold coin to your order. Don't wait until it's too late. Visit x22gold.com now and turn their panic into your profit. That is x22gold.com, or just click the link in the description. There's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Hey, listeners, if you're in need of trusted medication like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, amoxicillin, look no further than ReliableRxStore.com, your reliable online pharmacy for high-quality generics. Not only can you save up to 70% compared to brand-name options, they can guarantee swift express shipping that's discreet, ensuring your medications arrive quickly and privately at your doorstep. Ordering online requires trust, and they take that seriously. That's why they're offering privacy-focused packaging, secure payment options, and a dedicated customer support team that's with you every step of the way. They're committed to making sure your experience is seamless, safe, and private. And here's a special offer for everyone that's listening. If you use promo code X22 to get 10% off your order, plus spend over $299, they'll throw in free shipping, making it easier than ever to get the medications you need. If you can't find the medication you're looking for on the website, no worries. Just send them an email and they'll arrange it for you. Visit ReliableRxStore.com and order with confidence. They're here to provide you with affordable, high-quality healthcare delivered fast and discreetly. That is ReliableRxStore.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Economic immortality. If you want a comfortable and secure retirement, Bitcoin is for you. Michael Saylor, a prominent advocate of Bitcoin, predicted Bitcoin could reach 10 million per coin, with only 19.72 million of circulating supply and 21 million of total supply. Bitcoin is near exhaustion, but demand is just starting. 10 million per coin is in play. And you know what's the best part? If you invest with MyDigitalMoney.com through a crypto Roth IRA, you won't have to pay capital gain tax. Imagine buying at $60,000, selling at $1 million and zero tax. And that's what MyDigitalMoney can do for you. Most importantly, they have a battle-tested multi-layered security. MyDigitalMoney provides military-grade security for all crypto assets through a partnership with a global leader in IRA equity trust. Your coin is safe with MyDigitalMoney.com. So if you want to safely invest, invest with MyDigitalMoney.com. A designated terrorist organization under U.S. law, which rendered him deportable. Despite Georgetown's claim that he was just a peaceful academic studying conflict resolution, the federal government cited serious national security concerns. His wife, a U.S. citizen with strong ties to Gaza, was also reportedly active in Palestinian media circles. The story being pushed in the media is one of peaceful scholar unfairly targeted, but when you look at the facts, this was a matter of immigration law and potential terror-related affiliations, not political persecution. So again, the fake news loves to play on this. But again, you can see at this point in time, it's not working the way they thought it was going to work. And people are now digging in deep and they're looking at what was really going on and they're finding the true story. And again, the fake news, they're having a very difficult time because the people, they're not listening anymore. And each time they try to put out a fake story, they are being called on it. And it's getting worse and worse for them. That's why CNN is getting rid of a lot of people because their whole network is a complete and utter mess. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Jessica D. Alber, a U.S. attorney for Biden, worked under Merrick Garland. She was involved in a Russia-Ukraine case, and she was found dead. Now, she was only, 43 or so? So why was she found dead? Well, she was the pawn in the White House's novel attempt to prosecute Russians for alleged war crimes in Ukraine when there was no jurisdiction whatsoever. This was a political prosecution by the deep state for more hatred of Russians. Assuming that there was a crime, then that was something that should have been prosecuted at The Hague. Why did Jessica D. Alber of the Eastern District of Virginia bring this prosecution announced by the White House and Garland? So the question is, does Virginia have the jurisdiction to prosecute crimes worldwide? That violates the Sixth Amendment, which prohibited the practice of king charging you with a crime in America, but transporting you to London to stand trial, where you could never call any witnesses. This is what they were doing. It was an outright violation of our Constitution and international law. Is this the reason the deep state staged a suicide? She was only 43. Maybe, maybe not. Maybe there's other reasons. But it's very, very suspicious. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we could see that since the judges are taking control over the military and other parts of the executive branch, Pete Hegseth decided to respond to the judge and said, since Judge Reyes is now a top military planner, they can report to Fort Benning at 0600 to instruct our Army Rangers on how to execute high-value target raids. After that, Commander Reyes can dispatch to Fort Bragg to train our Green Berets on counterinsurgency warfare. It's interesting that he said counterinsurgency. Isn't that what we're witnessing today? Absolutely. Now, the other thing that we know is that the deep state players, what are they trying to do? They're trying to get us into war. And what's very interesting, coming out of the Telegraph, it looks like they're trying to push war. The Heathrow Airport was on fire, and it looks like it might have been some type of electrical thing. But the headline is, if Russia was behind Heathrow fire, is that an act of war? So right there, that tells you everything you need to know. That tells you their motives and what they've been trying to do. And think about it. Trump is now pushing peace. He has Putin on his side. He's speaking to Zelensky. He's talking to both of them right now. He's trying to push peace. You would think that the EU and the rest, NATO and the rest, would go along with this. You know what? We don't want war. We want peace. We want everything to be worked out. But again, this should tell you everything you need to know, because it shows you that the deep state players, they do not want peace whatsoever, because they know once there is peace, everything's going to be exposed in Ukraine. Their money laundering operations come to an end, and everything that they wanted to do with war comes to a screeching halt. And this is a major, major problem for them. And this is why I do believe, no matter how much Trump talks about peace, they're always going to be talking about war. But I do believe in the end, what's going to happen is Trump is going to win. And yes, in the end, I do believe there will be peace. And this is going to make the deep state players completely and utterly panic like we've never seen before, because this is something that they never wanted. And this is why Biden never wanted to have any type of peace, because he's part of the deep state system. And once again, once you're part of the system, you know the system, you know that there's no way that you can ever, ever have peace, because their main objective is to have war in the end, to cover up everything that they have done. I mean, just go back to 9/11, for example. Remember Rumsfeld and there was billions of dollars that was missing and there was going to be an investigation? Well, as soon as the World Trade Centers came down the next day, what happened? Did they investigate? No, this is how they hide their criminal activity. But this time around, it is not going to work whatsoever. And you could see at this point in time that Trump, he knows that once he ushers in peace, this is going to destroy the deep state system and everything that they're trying to do. Now, the other thing that we could see is that the D's and the fake news, they're trying to convince everyone, oh, look, Trump is getting rid of education. No, he's not getting rid of education. He's getting rid of brainwashing. That's what he's getting rid of. Because remember, their entire plan was to infiltrate the country from within, to dumb the people, the children, down. So this way they can't think logically. This way they can't combat what they're seeing because, again, they're brainwashed. And this is the population that they really wanted. Western Lensman put this out and said, Dem Rep Bynum, Trump dismantling DOE because he wants Americans uneducated. What they're trying to do is to keep people suspicious of education and keep people undereducated. An educated populace can challenge its government, and they don't want that. 27% approval for this. And Elon says 27% and dropping. So right there, that should tell you everything you need to know. And the other thing that you could see is why the deep state players, the D's, don't want the Department of Education to go is because, again, they launder a lot of money through there. Plus, they know it's much easier to control a dumbed-down nation. Laura Loomer put this out and said, Congressional Democrats, including Schiff, Waters, Jeffries, and Omar, all receive funding from American Federation of Teachers, PAC. This is the real reason why they're speaking out about Trump abolishing the Department of Education. And that should tell you everything you need to know. And what we have found out is that the college acceptance system is completely and utterly racist. And Wokeness put this out and says, what actually systematic racism looks like? And this is the NYU average admitted SAT score of 2024. Asian, around 15, almost 1,500, like 1,485. White, 1,428. Hispanic, 1,355. Black, 1,289. That should tell you everything you need to know. And the other thing that you could see that is happening right now is the D's, they're trying to build up their presidential race. They're trying to get their candidates out there, and they're trying to convince America that the D's are back. And they held a rally out in Denver, and they said there was like 34,000 people out there. Bernie Sanders put it out on X saying the video speaks for itself. 34,000 people out in Denver, largest political rally there since 2008. And the problem with all of this is that there wasn't 34,000 people. And Tony Saruga once again tracked down the phones of all the people that were there, and he found out something very, very interesting. He says, GPS, here we go again. There were 20,189 devices, still a large crowd, but not even close to the 30,000 quoted in Denver newspaper, nor the 34,000 quoted by Bernie Sanders and AOC. 84% of the devices present had attended 9 or more Kamala Harris rallies, Antifa, BLM, pro-Hamas, pro-Palestine protests. 31% had attended over 20. For more insight into what data we also look at, in addition to GPS location data, would be demographic and psychographic data using over 6,000 different databases like the Bureau of Labor Statistics, Pew Research Center, market research firms like YouGov, Experian, specialized tools like ESRIs, Tapestry Segmentation, consumer surveys, social media platforms like X, Facebook, LinkedIn. Demographic data includes basic characteristics like age, gender, income, education level, occupation, marital status, family size, ethnicity, and where people live. Psychographic data dives deeper into people's lifestyles, values, attitudes, interests, personality traits, social class, activities, and how they make purchasing decisions. For example, it might show if someone values sustainability, enjoys outdoor activities, participates in community activism. While demographic data is straightforward, psychographic data can reveal sensitive personal details like beliefs, even life goals. Additionally, by cross-pollinating each device with other devices regularly within those proximity to the target device, we are able to build a detailed profile for each target. 90% of those in the above 84% were likely working with one of these five groups and is the reason for their presence. Once again, this is based on very sophisticated algorithm that looks at the behavioral metrics for each device, including the physical one-to-one proximity to leaders and paymasters from the group in the past. Disruption Project, Rise and Resist, Indivisible Project, Troublemakers, and the Democratic Socialists of America each receives money from the Act Blue and at least three via USAID. Disruption Project, legal status is unclear, likely operating illegally. Rise and Resist, a 501c4 nonprofit Indivisible Project, a 501c4 nonprofit Troublemakers, legal status is for profit. Democratic Socialists of America, 501c4 nonprofit. So once again, it looks like it's the same exact people that continually attend these rallies. It's Antifa, BLM, the same people. Maybe some of these people are paid to be there. We've seen that before. So is this really a large crowd, or is this the domestic terrorist crowd that they've been using to wreak havoc on the Tesla dealerships, to wreak havoc with the Free Palestine, to wreak havoc with BLM and the riots there? It's starting to seem that way. But if you go back in time, Obama pretty much let everyone know how they were going to attack Trump. And I do believe if we go back in time, remember the conversation between Obama and Biden? And Obama said we had time because he knew if they could stop Trump these 4 years, that they would be able to then stop everything he's trying to do. The deep state players would, their entire system would stay intact and they would be okay. And I'm talking about Obama, he actually projected this out there. Real Robert put this out and said, here is Barack Obama just a few months ago warned the judicial coup is essential for the overthrow of the U.S. government. There are going to be times when one side tries to stack the deck and lock in a permanent grip on power, either by actually suppressing votes, politicizing the armed forces, or using the judiciary and criminal justice system to go after opponents. In those circumstances, pluralism does call for us to stand back. So right there, that shows you that he already projected this out there, that they were going to use the judiciary and they were going to use it to try to stop Trump every step of the way. And I do believe that this is not their only plan, of course. I do believe they have others that they're going to try to use. But again, Trump and the Patriots, they know the playbook. They know exactly what they're trying to do. And Trump is, once again, going to be using this all against them, just like he used everything that they tried to do in the last 4 years. They used it against them. Like we've always said, never interfere with an enemy while in the process of destroying themselves. And most of the people that I should say aren't awake, they're going to wake up because a lot of this stuff is not going to make sense. And they're not going to agree with what is going on, especially as Trump and Elon and the rest move faster and faster and faster, which is going to call a lot more of these judges out into the open. And they're going to say, no, no, we're controlling the entire executive branch. To those people that are watching, it's not even going to make sense. And they're going to say, this shouldn't be allowed, just like the open border shouldn't be allowed. Destroying the economy shouldn't be allowed. Going to war, this shouldn't be allowed. Letting the criminals into this country where they're hurting the people of this country, that shouldn't be allowed. Just like back then when all these people woke up, more and more people are going to wake up now when they see all of this occur. Because you have to remember, Trump, he got the popular vote. He has the mandate and the people are with him. This is the counterinsurgency. And Trump, he points out on True Social that there's a conflict of interest and shows Judge Boasberg next to Doug Emhoff. And that should tell you everything you need to know. And Speaker Mike Johnson, he's out there letting everyone know the House is working overtime to limit the abuses of activist federal judges. Our judiciary GOP will expose the worst offenders in high-profile hearings, and we are preparing urgent legislation action like Representative Daryl Issa bill to stop unfounded nationwide injunctions. And if you notice, Trump is continually removing the security clearance from the deep state players, one at a time. And did he remove it from everybody? No, not yet. I do believe what they're doing right now is they're trapping those people that are left. And when you have a very few number of people that are left, you could show the public that they are using this intelligence. They're leaking it to the fake news. And this is where it's all originating from. And I do believe this is part of the plan. And Jeff Carlson says, also, why is nobody talking about Mary McCourt. Her clearances have to be revoked. General Flynn says 100% has to happen. Where's the revoking of Susan Rice's clearance? Leave these people in place. Let the people see where how this information flows from the intelligence community into them, into the fake news, and into everywhere else. And I think people are going to see that there is some type of deep state system at work, or as JFK would like to say, secret societies. And when you start to look at the JFK files, what do you start to see? You start to see a story that is being built right now about secret societies. You're seeing stories that are being built right now to show you the infiltration that has been going on for quite a while. And as we move forward, I do believe each D-class is going to reinforce that, yes, there are far nations. Yes, there are people within this country that infiltrated this country that have been trying to direct this country to what they want. And JFK actually was warning the people of this country of all of this. Clandestine put this out and said, knowing what we now know, JFK's secret society speech makes a lot more sense. JFK tried to warn us about the secret society. He claimed this monolithic and ruthless conspiracy was responsible for fueling Cold War. He claimed this entity was a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. JFK was not talking about the USSR. He was talking about a covert entity that had embedded itself within our government. That same entity exists within our government today, and it tries to overthrow, eliminate anyone that threatens its power. Trump started with JFK files for a reason. Trump is trying to uproot this same secret entity. It never left. This is why the swamp fears Trump. He's trying to finish what JFK started. Then Clandestine put this out and said, the JFK files are less about JFK's assassination and more so an accumulation of evidence that the CIA are not carrying out their primary mission of intelligence gathering. Instead, are focused on regime change around the globe. JFK found out and they didn't like that. JFK uncovered that the CIA were not serving the American people and were only serving their own personal interests, which was mostly global domination via espionage and covert operations. JFK found out the CIA were essentially trying to take over the world, and he tried to stop them. And this is exactly what I believe Reagan tried to do, Trump is trying to do, and if you really look at JFK, of course, trying to do, if you look at it, they tried to eliminate every single one of them. They killed JFK, they took a shot at Reagan, and they also took a shot at Trump. But I do believe in the end, this is all part of the story. And how do you get the American people to accept that there is a secret society, as they call it, embedded in our entire country, and it's working with other foreign governments? I do believe you have to tell a story, bring it out into the open a little bit at a time, so people accept it, they digest it, and they start to think, wow, all that conspiracy that I heard in the past, it is now all coming true. Because remember, when people see the truth and they see the documentation and it's all transparent and they are woken up to the fact that, yes, we have been infiltrated. The deep state players, the CIA, the FBI, the fake news, there's nothing that they can do. They can't put these people back to sleep. Once they know, it's over. So think about it. Go back a little bit in time. What did Trump do? He woke everyone up to what the deep state was doing to this country. They were destroying this country. Now he's waking people up so this way people know what the actual deep state is and what their system is. And I do believe this is why we see all this playing out right now. And in the end, Trump, he's going to show the people. He's going to show them pretty much almost everything. And at that point, the people are going to say, you know something? Enough is enough. We took back this country by overriding their cheating system. And now we're going to keep the country because now we know who the deep state is. Now we know their agenda. Now we know that it's real. And I do believe as the story is being told, we're going to find out that the deep state players, the same group, overthrew the United States government. Remember, they keep talking about regime change. And now the CIA is talking about regime change. They did it here in this country. And I do believe in the end, the people, well, they're going to want accountability. And remember, there was a post about the CIA where It's just too corrupt to clean. They're going to have to dismantle it. I think in the end, they're most likely going to have to dismantle it or restructure it in a way that there's a lot of parameters that are set on it. And I think at that point in time, this is when we're going to get rid of the deep state system. Once all said and done, I do believe the CIA will be something very, very different. Maybe moved into the NSA or some other organizations with a lot of parameters on them. So I do believe that is coming. And I do believe this is all part of Trump's plan, teaching the American people who's been controlling this country for a very, very long time. And now it's about to all come to an end. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Noble Gold Investments Alert. Gold has surged 46% in less than a year, doubling the gains of the NASDAQ and S&P 500. But this isn't just another rally. Global reserves are shifting, exposing cracks in the monetary system. Investors are losing confidence in paper gold and demanding physical metal, creating a massive gap between gold owed and gold available. But this isn't about how institutions broke another system. It's about how you can profit from it. Right now, Noble Gold Investments has a limited supply of investment-grade gold bars and coins available. As banks scramble to fulfill their obligations, pushing gold prices higher, you can profit. Smart investors are already moving into physical gold. Noble Gold Investments makes it easy for you to do the same. And right now, you can make a qualified investment. Noble Gold will add a free 10th ounce gold coin to your order. Don't wait until it's too late. Visit x22gold.com now and turn their panic into your profit. That is x22gold.com, or just click the link in the description. There's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Hey, listeners, if you're in need of trusted medication like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, amoxicillin, look no further than ReliableRxStore.com, your reliable online pharmacy for high-quality generics. Not only can you save up to 70% compared to brand-name options, they can guarantee swift, express shipping that's discreet, ensuring your medications arrive quickly and privately at your doorstep. Ordering online requires trust, and they take that seriously. That's why they're offering privacy-focused packaging, secure payment options, and a dedicated customer support team that's with you every step of the way. They're committed to making sure your experience is seamless, safe, and private. And here's a special offer for everyone that's listening. If you use promo code X22 to get 10% off your order, plus spend over $299, they'll throw in free shipping, making it easier than ever to get the medications you need. If you can't find the medication you're looking for on the website, no worries. Just send them an email and they'll arrange it for you. Visit ReliableRxStore.com and order with confidence. They're here to provide you with affordable, high-quality healthcare delivered fast and discreetly. That is ReliableRxStore.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Economic immortality. If you want a comfortable and secure retirement, Bitcoin is for you. Michael Saylor, a prominent advocate of Bitcoin, predicted Bitcoin could reach 10 million per coin, with only 19.72 million of circulating supply and 21 million of total supply. Bitcoin is near exhaustion, but demand is just starting. 10 million per coin is in play. And you know what's the best part? If you invest with MyDigitalMoney.com through a crypto Roth IRA, you won't have to pay capital gain tax. Imagine buying at 60,000, selling at 1 million and zero tax. And that's what MyDigitalMoney can do for you. Most importantly, they have a battle-tested multi-layered security. MyDigitalMoney provides military-grade security for all crypto assets through a partnership with a global leader in IRA equity trust. Your coin is safe with MyDigitalMoney.com. So if you want to safely invest, invest with MyDigitalMoney.com.